May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you're making dua for yourself, your family, your community, keep the ummah in your duas as well. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of ailment, maghfirah and forgiveness for those Muslims that have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, we have some questions that have been sent through to us. We'll cover some of them, inshallah al-kareem, and try to have a notebook, a journal or a diary. You can quickly jot down the important Madani pearls of advices, the wada'if, the litanies and invocations as well, and use that as a reference book. As they say, ink is the best memory. Because by the end of this silsila, how much would you have remembered? But if you wrote down the main points, then you can refer to that when you have the problem. Or you know somebody that might have this difficulty, this problem that we will be discussing, inshallah al-kareem. And you can advise them with good intentions. You will earn thawab as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we dive into the questions, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. Time is fast. Life is short. The past is gone, cannot be changed. The future is uncertain. What matters is the now, the present. What am I doing with this short, precious life currently? It's not how long you live, it's how you live. Time is ticking. Stop wasting this precious life in frivolous activities, in unnecessary conversations, in things that have no real benefit for you and I, and create this mindset that every day I need to dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran. Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great saint and scholar of Islam, who is followed by tens of millions around the world. He advises us, start with a minimum of 3 verses of the glorious Quran, but every day. Go over the translation from Kanzul Iman, read the English commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, so we have a proper understanding of what my Lord, my sustainer, my creator wants from me, what hidayah and guidance he's giving me, what orders and commands he's telling me to do and not to do. And like that, every day recite large amounts of salawat, durud-e pak, istighfar, dhikrullah, make sincere tawbah and repentance on a daily basis. Today could be our last day. We don't know. Every day do your best to abstain from sins, to fulfill rights of others, to learn and practice the sunnah. Learn a dua or something of deen for the day. Be punctual with the salahs and perform them correctly. And above all, obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many wonderful blessings and benefits for reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durud Sharif. The one who recites Durud-e Pak 1,000 times every day. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, has said that this person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Allah. I'm sure all of us would want that grand privilege that before you leave, your place in paradise is shown. Paradise is not cheap. We have to work for it by doing good deeds. Salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, fulfilling rites, living according to the Islamic law, sharia, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom we are going to return to sooner than we realize, because the angel of death is going to visit us all of a sudden. So ready or not, it's going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding to plan and prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through His mercy. Inshallah al-Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Many people, when they send their istikhara request through, they ask, please tell me if I have been jinxed, if there's a spell on me, if I am affected by black magic, jadu, sihr, sorcery. These are all one and the same thing. Black magic, sihr, sorcery, jadu, it's all the same thing. Before we get into precautions to take, things to recite, to protect ourselves against the effects of black magic, do you know the person who indulges in this, because many people are doing it, their spells. Many people are using charms. And many people go to these individuals. Sorcerers, soothsayers, fortune tellers, palmists, tarot card readers. They consult and they use a Ouija board. These things are not for you and I as Muslims. It can put our iman in peril. Our iman could get lost by believing in these things. Take the fortune tellers, for example. Whatever category and type they are, they use the jinn. They use shayateen. Call them devils. Call them demons. They are all one and the same thing. Kafir jinn. Jinn that are disbelievers. They cause mischief and havoc amongst people, amongst communities. They influence people to fight with each other, to take each other's lives, and to commit heinous crimes and sins, like the consumption of alcohol, taking of substance abuse drugs. They influence husband and wife to separate. They influence parents and children, siblings, to always be quarreling and fighting with each other. So this magic is also linked to Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and rajim, rejected one. It's linked to the devils, the jinn, the kuffar jinn. So don't believe in these things. Don't follow these things. Protect your iman. The great companion, Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that three people will not enter paradise. A habitual alcoholic, the one who severs ties with his kinship, his family, and the one who attests to magic. What does that mean? This refers to a person who believes that magic harbors independent efficacy. Someone who believes that magic can cause an effect without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it the ability to do so. That's who it refers to. And that's one of the people who will be deprived of entry into paradise. Can you see how serious this is? It can have very adverse effects on our lives to believe in these things. And particularly for any Muslim to go to a person indulged in these things, they usually have chants which are kufr. Now imagine if they tell you to read those things, and if it's calling upon the kuffar jinn, calling out to idols that don't really exist, who can't do anything, iman will be gone. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is it. Yes, the deen allows us to ask the pious people, Ahlullah, for assistance. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Hasanain Kareemain radiallahu anhuma, to ask the Awliya Allah for assistance. Because we believe what? They have been given ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. It's only bi-idhnillah, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the pious people have the ability to help you and I. But there are certain things that you and I can do to take the necessary precautions to protect ourselves and our family members as well from the effect of jinn, from the effect of sihr, black magic, these charms and spells, which are very real actually. Take for example, when you're going to sleep at night, then when you're closing your doors and windows, when you're locking them, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then you close, then you lock. This will create a barrier, a shield preventing the jinn from entering into your home. Yes, we put the alarm system on, we make sure the doors are locked, the gate is locked, in order to protect ourselves, our valuables, our family members from entry of the human criminals. But very simple, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, close your doors, close your windows, lock your doors, so that you also prevent the entry of the invisible criminals as well. Then when you go to sleep, teach your children this, practice upon it, recite Ayatul Kursi. So powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to act as a sentinel, a guard, to protect you, to protect your neighbors' homes all around as well. If everybody did this, Allahu Akbar, how powerful this will be. Ayatul Kursi. Yes, of course, you're going to read also your dua for sleeping, any other wada'if, awrad, invocations and litanies. But you must include Ayatul Kursi. And at the very end, when you go to sleep, after you finish all your du'as and wadifas and surahs, the last thing you do is recite Suratul Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. The whole surah, just one time. And you sleep away, don't engage in any conversation. If you need to, then once again, recite Suratul Kafirun and sleep away. Inshallah al-Kareem. The one who is habitual with this practice will leave this world with Iman. Subhanallah. Iman, your belief, your faith is the most prized possession, the most valuable asset of a believer. And shaitan is the thief of this. He wants to corrupt it. He wants to corrupt our good deeds so we don't get the rewards. And he wants us to go with him to the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. After Fajr Salah, after Maghrib Salah, recite 7 times, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect me from the fire, meaning the fire of hell. Whoever performs Salatul Fajr, and then before speaking to anybody, if the person recites Suratul Ikhlas, the whole surah, 10 times. No sin will reach him on that day and he will be secured from Satan. We want protection against the arch enemy the open enemy of human beings, Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and disgraced one. But we have to take these precautions in order to protect ourselves. Did you know that the beloved and blessed Prophet ﷺ mentioned the Ajwa date is from Jannah, from paradise. It contains cure for poison. And another narration in Bukhari Sharif, Sahihul Bukhari, mentions that if anybody eats 7 Ajwa dates in the morning, then on that day, magic and poison will not be able to harm that person. So get your hands on some Ajwa dates. Eat 7 in the morning before you eat anything else for protection against magic and against poison. Okay, now if somebody is affected by jadu, by black magic, what things can be done? What can we recite? I'm sure you heard of the very famous Salatul Taj, also called Durud-e Taj. This you can find in the wonderful book which every home should have a copy of, Madani Panj Surah, also called Madani Treasure of Blessings. You can obtain your copy from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, or you can download the free PDF from dawudislami.net. But nice to have a hard copy. Keep it in your home. Every now and then, go over it. There's so much of beneficial knowledge, it's unbelievable. So if you turn to the page of Durud-e Taj, that must be recited 11 times. How many times? 11 times, and then do dam, mean blow, onto the person that is affected by magic, devils, jinn, shaitan. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, by doing this, Allah Azza wa Jal willing, relief will be obtained. Durud-e Taj 11 times, and do dam on the person. Even if you are affected, you can recite it. It won't take you very long. And do dam on yourself. You will see some positive changes, inshallah ta'ala. Another very simple, very easy wazifa that we can practice upon. The following must be recited 7 times every day. And then do dam on yourself, or do dam on another person, your children, your family, your spouse, your parents, your siblings. Inshallahul Kareem. By doing this, black magic will not affect you through the will and power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in charge of everything. Everything is in His control. 7 times every day. Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu, Ya Muhyi, Ya Mumitu. 7 times daily. Do dam on yourself. How long will that take you? Under a minute, few 30 seconds, 20 seconds it will take you. But look at the benefit you're getting. Protection against magic. 7 times, recite Durud-e Pak once before and after. So any wazifa, any litany that you are reciting, always try to include a Durud Sharif at least 1 time before and after. Unless there is a stipulation that recite Durud Sharif so many times, 3 times before and after, 11 times before and after, etc. If there's no stipulation, if there's no fixed number, at least 1 time before and after. This will also have great blessings. Other spiritual treatments for magic, recite the following 101 times. Then do dam, blow onto the person who is under the magic spell, who's suffering from the jadu, the black magic. Or you can also, there's another option. Either you recite the following, I'll show it in a moment. You recite the following 101 times, or you write it down 101 times on a clean piece of paper. And that piece of paper, you put it into a cup of water. And the one who is suffering from the effects of black magic, let them drink this. Inshallahul Kareem. The effect of the sihr, the jadu, the black magic will disappear. Inshallah Subhanahu. So what's to be written down? So easy. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. This you can either recite it 101 times and blow onto the person, or you can write it down 101 times, put it in a cup of water, and let the person drink it, inshallah ta'ala. Another simple, easy thing that can be done. Now for this, you'll need to take cotton threads, the one that you sew with, 11 cotton threads, but they must be sky blue color. Sky blue color cotton threads, 11 of them, you need to measure from the head of the person to the toe of the patient that is suffering from black magic. These 11 threads, you're going to fold them twice. Okay? Make a loose knot at the top of the threads. Recite Suratul Falaq. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. The whole surah one time, then that loose knot that you made, blow onto it, and then immediately tie it. In this way, make 11 knots on those threads. Surah Falaq, blow onto it, and then quickly tie it. Once you've done, then take these threads and put them into burning coal. One can also burn it by putting it in some, maybe a tray or on top of a gas stove or something, so that the threads burn completely. If a person is under a magic spell, jadu, then there will be an unpleasant smell that people will be able to witness. Do this practice once a day. As long as the unpleasant smell is there, continue doing it once a day. Allah willing, the evil influence of the magic will go away through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is affected by black magic, the following can also be recited, but this must be recited frequently, as much as possible. Ya Allahu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. Ya Allahu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. Ya Allahu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyumu. Frequently recite this. Inshallah al-Kareem, the effect of the magic will cease to affect that person. What else can we do? Let me share one more thing with you, inshallah al-Kareem. Very simple. Write down Surah Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Surah An-Nas, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Both these two surahs on a clean piece of paper, wrap it up like an amulet, a ta'weeth, and then weigh it. Or you can recite these two surahs and do dam, blow onto the person who is affected by magic. Or if you yourself, you can feel effects of it, then do dam on yourself. Inshallah al-Kareem, relief will be obtained through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control. Don't forget that. That whatever evil is out there, whether it is sihr, black magic, jadu, jinn, shayateen, human criminals, too many of them, all different categories and kinds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. Keep turning to Him. And you know what's so important for us? To develop our yaqeen, our trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we keep turning back to Him. No matter how difficult the situation gets, we keep turning back to Allah azza wa jal. Don't leave your salah. Don't leave your dua. Don't leave your patience. Because many tests are going to be there in life. This life on planet Earth is the test. Think about it. Your greatest worries and problems that you have, the mountains of difficulties that you have today, if your life ends right now, what happens to it? Disappears. And the real problems and difficulties start if we didn't prepare for the grave and the afterlife. So keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because dua is the weapon of a believer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All right, another question came through. What can a person do or recite to get rid of the fear of loneliness. Allah. How many people out there? They suffer from this. They perhaps have no family, no friends, nobody to check up on them. You know, there are some countries, I know one country in particular, they mentioned that the elderly, because the children, maybe they never married. So there are no children. There's no grandchildren. Their siblings themselves are gone old. So they live alone. And many of them, they die alone. And it's only discovered weeks later. Allah. So what a question we should ask ourselves. If you have this difficulty that you are facing of loneliness, I'm going to share one or two wazifas, inshallah. But before that, there's a question we need to ask ourselves. That what or who is making me feel lonely, all alone? The first thing we need to examine is our attitudes with others. Am I pushing people away? Some people have children, grandchildren. They say that grandchildren make the grandparents feel young again. Allah. This is why, you see, Islam is so beautiful. It encourages marriage as soon as possible so that you grow with your kids and you can also enjoy your grandchildren. The devil, shaitan, has tricked so many people. They don't even realize it. He's tricked so many people that no, you know, you don't need to get married. What's this marriage all about? And you just fix to one person. And so, especially women, he's tricked so many of them that let me just focus on my career. And when they start reaching 30, 35, 40, they see their siblings, their brothers and their sisters, their friends enjoying their life with their children. When they get to 40, 50, 60, not married, just a pet cat, and their siblings and friends are enjoying now with their grandchildren, filling their lives with joy and happiness. How many people shaitan has tricked? So get married as soon as possible. Get married young. If you have the physical maturity, the mental maturity, the financial capacity to look after a girl, to look after the home, to rear children so that you grow with your children and your children grow with your parents as well. They can also enjoy them. Subhanallah. So examine our attitude with others, whether we are pushing people away because of how we behave, what we say, what we do. All right? There are some actions to take. Number one, if nobody's around. And I'm talking about in particular for Muslims, because you can keep yourself very busy, very preoccupied, because idleness is the devil's workshop. If you are alone and you are doing nothing productive, shaitan is going to mess your mind up with his evil whisperings, wasawis, engaging the person in frivolous things, in gunas, in sins. So develop hobbies. Create a timetable for yourself. Reading. Start with the glorious Quran, because if you're going to revolve your life around the five daily salahs, you will preoccupy yourself. For example, Fajr Salah. Let me read minimum 3 verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman, with the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan. Let me wait for sunrise. 20 minutes thereafter, Suratul Ishraq, Suratul Jasht, Suratul Duha. My target for the day, minimum 313 times salawat, Durud-e Pak. Right? Take some rest. Engage in more reading and research. And there are so many books for this. There are so many discourses, so many bayans. Watch Madani channel. You will learn too many things. Subhanallah. Make your chores at home. Keep yourself busy with that. And try to build connections. Example. At least once a week, Dawud Islami has the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima. Make sure you go for that. You will be in good company, positive company, meeting other brothers. And for ladies, ladies have their own program. So you'll meet with other ladies, take down numbers, keep in touch. You know, try to log in online for our classes, our courses from the comfort of your home. Because now you're engaging in self-development. It's about keeping yourself productive, keeping yourself busy, and about self-development as well. Or Islamic sisters also have face-to-face courses where they handle themselves. Get involved in that. That's also part of building connections, being part of a positive, productive environment. Practice self-care. Exercise. Eat proper, wholesome, healthy foods. Get enough sleep. Limit your social media. Dawud Islam is on social media as well. Shift the mindset. And what things do I have to be grateful for? There's too many things that we have. Even if I'm alone, should I not be grateful for the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to think, to use my hands, to use my feet? We can do things. Once you enroll in one of the courses and classes, go then for the Fard Ulum course. Go for the Mudarris course, the teacher course. Who knows? Maybe from the comfort of your homes, you can even start teaching online. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Just a few wada'if to share with you, inshallah al-kareem. The one who, if a person is afraid of loneliness, then these things that I mentioned to you, start implementing those things. And whilst doing that, also, as much as you can, recite, Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu, continuously. In between Durudi Pak, Sallallahu Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah, ya Ra'ufu, ya Ra'ufu, ya Ra'ufu. Because now what you're doing is you're turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So develop a strong connection to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the glorious Quran and the blessed Sunnah. It's about keeping yourself busy. And one more wazifa, inshallah, for that person who is afraid of being alone, is suffering from loneliness, recite the following 1001 times when alone, inshallah al-kareem, fear will be dispelled from the heart, inshallah azza wa jal. 1001 times, ya wahidu. Practice upon this, inshallah al-kareem, you will see so much of positivity in your life. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.